Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Steel Strips Wheels Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Smith's Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need operator assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Amit Hiranandani from Smith's Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Peter. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Smith's Limited, I welcome you all to Q4 FY22 conference call of Steel Strips Wheels Limited. We are pleased to host the senior management of the company. Today, we have with us Mr. Mohan Joshi, Executive Director of the company, Mr. Pranav Jain, DGM Finance, and Mr. Manish Chugh, General Manager, Marketing. We will start the call with initial commentary from the management, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Now I hand over the call to the management team. Over to you, Pranav, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Amit, and thank you everyone for joining the call. Now I can start with a little presentation. Last year was one of the best year for the company. Now, I'm starting with the Q4 comparison. In Q4, we did a sales of around 1,063 crores as against 700 crores for the last equivalent Q4 of 2021, having a growth of 52%. In this, export sales is at around 130 crore as against 103 crore. The Mehsana plant sale, that is, which is specifically for the alloy segment, having a turnover of 239 crore as against 129 crore for equivalent last quarter. The EBITDA numbers is at around 117 crore in Q4 as against 92 crore in Q4 of last year. PAT of around 49 crore as against 44 crore, having a jump of around 10%. Now I can start with the year-on-year growth. In 2021-22, we sold roughly 17.89 million of wheel rims as against 13.36 million wheel rims we did in 2021. That is the increase of at around 34%. The total turnover is at around 3,560 crore as against 1,749 crore. In this, the major growth is coming from export. In exports, we did a jump of around 76% from 5.46 million wheel rims to 3.10 million wheel rims to 5.46 million wheel rims. In the value term, export growth at around 206%, that is 829 crore as against 271 crore, which we did in the last year. Mehsana plant sale, which is specifically for the alloy segment. In numbers, we did 18.90 lakh sales as against 10.88 crore in the last year, and 708 crore in the value term as against 338 crore, which we did in the last year. That is around 109% of total growth. In the term of EBITDA, in current year, we did EBITDA of around 466 crore as against 222 crore for the full last year. That is a growth of around 112%. PAT is at around 205 crore as against 49 crore for the last full year, vis-a-vis growth of around 317%. If we compare the total term debt, from a peak of around 610 crore of term debt outstanding in 2017-18, in 2021-22, our term debt is at around 374 crore as against 548 crore in 2021. Debt to EBITDA also improves at 1.67 as against 4.21 in the last year. ROCE, as we committed, it is more than 25%. That is at around 25.93% in 2021-22 as against 10.68% for 2021. This will complete in the EPS number. EPS is at around 65.81 rupee as against 15.79 rupee for the last year. And if we compare as well as domestic and the alloy export segment mix, then in 2021-22, our domestic sale is at 57% of the overall sale, and rest 20% is from the alloy sales and exports at around 23%. And we expect that these major EBITDA-accretive segments, that is alloy and export, will remain at 50% in the coming years, and 50% is from the domestic sale. Now, this is from my side. Thank you, everyone. And now we are open for the Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda with Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
So if you could tell us what will be now your market share in alloy wheels at the 18 lakh wheels, and what is the capacity utilization in alloy wheels, and what kind of growth do you see in alloy wheels in 23?
Talking about the last we have sold 18 lakh wheels, our overall market share was close to 33%. Talking about the utilization of the plant, it was close to 68-69%. And the third one, can you repeat your third question?
What is the growth that you expect in alloy wheels in FY23?
Going forward, on the year-on-year basis, we anticipate a growth of close to 33% basis 18 lakh volume.
Okay. My other question is with respect to margin. When you started the beginning of the year, there was this whole idea that, alloy wheels will bring us margin expansion. There was some margin expansion on YOY basis, but when we look at the quarterly, the margins have slided from 14% to 10%, beginning of the year at 14 and then slide down to 10. So some comments on the margin, perspective if you could share. And I think in the past calls we were indicating that you will eventually reach about 15% margin at the company level. So where are we on that journey?
Because in Q1, Q2 and Q3, there are some inventory gains. That is of around 60 to 70 crore, which are built in. So that's why the margin are on the higher side. Further, all the raw material increase is already put into the sales figure. So that's why the denominator is on the higher side. That's why in the percentage, the margins are on the lower side. So going forward, the margin will remain in the range of 11 to 11.5%.
Company level margins.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll also give a clarification here that while the raw material, just to give an example, that a 40 rupee kg steel has gone, this 40 rupee gets passed on to a customer, and obviously the sale is paid by that.
So it is still on, right? So we are missing your line in between.
Okay, so am I audible now?
Yeah.
I think the fair point is that currently, as we speak, over past 12-15 months, we have seen an escalation in the raw material prices, which is from a 38-40 rupees a kg, it has gone up to close to 80 rupees a kg. And in April 22 also, there is a situation that you may see a 8-10 rupee kind of a rise in steel prices. The same goes for aluminum prices, where the aluminum prices moved from close to 150-160 rupees a kg to close to 300-320 rupees a kg. This gets passed on to the customer, and obviously the turnover gets escalated, but the margin remains the fixed. So by statistical methods, this continues to compress the percentage-wise margins. But if you see these margins and you go back to the working of the turnover which would have been happened, without these raw material price increases, these margins are equivalent to close to 14-14.5% at an absolute company level, which are indicative at close to 13.1 or 13.2% for the full year. So what we feel is that in April also, there is an intent from Tata Steel and obviously from the aluminum side that the prices will go up. And, you know, we are yet to hear from them, but I think 8 to 10% kind of a rise on that comment will come in, which will increase the sale price, but keeping the margin at the same level. So this percentage will definitely be, a precursor of that, because numerator does not change materially with the raw material, but the denominator changes significantly if it continues to move up. So statistically, it is not right to compare the first quarter 13% versus the 11% of the last quarter.
No, in your this answer, you mentioned we'll maintain the margin. So we'll maintain the exit margin or we'll maintain the full year margin?
So what happens is, while, as I said, that, the prices have escalated and the Q4 number of the raw material is what we feel that is going to sustain over a period of next full year. That is where the, intention is. And if this margin will obviously improve, if the prices of raw material, goes down by 20-25%, these 11% will look like 13%.
Okay. And what is the inventory gain number you said in FY22? 60 crores.
65 to 70 crores. It can't be ascertained because it's a rolling margin which continues to move on.
And the last question is, sir, what is our debt repayment schedule and what is the capex which is planned for 23?
So for the capex side, I'll try to answer that. For the capex this financial year, there is no large capex which is being planned right now, except the AMW asset, which is already in discussions, and it's been discussion for past 7-8 months. It is at the final stance where Supreme Court has given a verdict towards favoring us as a tangle, and maybe it will take another 4-5 months of the legal process to end up through the NCLT, and then that's when we have to spend these monies for the asset. Otherwise, the routine capex is for small capacity addition and debottlenecking, which is between 25 to 30 crores for the full year. On the debt repayment, I think Pranav can share the light for the previous year's debt repayment and this year's debt repayment.
In the current year, the debt repayment will be around 96 crore, and last year we have paid 170 crore of normal term debt and prepaid around 120 crore of term debt.
So what is your gross debt now in FY22 end?
It's 374 crore.
No, total including working capital debt, what it is? 600 plus, right?
Sorry, for the working capital side, total?
Total debt will be what? Term plus working capital.
775 crore, including short term as well as long term.
Sorry, what is it?
775 crore, including short term as well as long term.
Okay, 775 crores. And lastly, sir, what is the update on pledge? When will you see a reduction in your pledge? Complete reduction?
Yeah, that will take around
Yeah, so I'm saying that, I think last year we have significantly reduced it from close to 58% of the gross shareholding to close to maybe 17-18%. And the intent is that within this financial year, it is going to be further reduced by 5-7%. And in the next financial year, it will be completely closed out.
And what is this pledge for?
I think we earlier also clarified that it was, invested by for this his side of the contribution for the capex of the sister concern, and now they are paying it back.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vishal Srivastav with Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. This is Sachin Kasra here, Vishal's colleague. So three questions from our side, sir. You mentioned that because of the variability in the RM cost, the percentage EBITDA margins may not be an indicator. So in that case, if you could give us a broader sense on terms of the tonnage basis, like how many tons will be produced, that can be a better indicator, or in terms of number of pieces, how the margin has moved. Because I believe if you are doing more of exports and aluminium, the overall addition on a per wheel or a per ton basis should be going up. That is from the this year's perspective. Secondly, sir, if you look even from a 4 to 5 years perspective, you say 2017-18, when we had just started this alloy wheel and export the story, that time also the margin used to be around 11-12%, and now it's almost like 50% revenue is coming from there, and the margin still remains at that 11-12% on a full year basis. In fact, if you remove the inventory gains for the currently that you are mentioning of around 65-70 crores, then despite going up from 5-7% of contribution to 45-50% of exports and aluminium, the margins actually are same or little lower than they were 4 years back.
So I'll try to give you an answer to that in terms of you know, the previous peak of EBITDA versus this 465 crores when we are you know, configuring the alloy and you know, exports into the picture. Earlier peak was, I think, 270 odd crores by worth of EBITDA on close to, I think, 1700 crores kind of a top line. I think within that contour, the addition which has happened over this year is obviously there's a lot of built up of the turnover from the raw material side, because it, this gets passed on, and obviously this, these margins will remain constant. So as a process, you know, alloy wheels and exports are high EBITDA accretive businesses. But within the same gambit, if the prices move up, which is obviously not in our control, you know, because steel will continue to go, and tomorrow if it goes from 80 rupees to 100 rupees, the turnover will increase 25%, but the margin remains the same. This 11, as I am again saying, this 13% which you are visualizing, if I extract the entire raw material gain, whatever turnover has increased because of steel, and I remove that steel part, because margin remains the same, you will see that this 13% for the full year is not 13%, it is between 14.75 to 15%. I'm again emphasizing it. So maybe you know, people will have margins as or a ton basis or a per wheel basis kind of a context going forward, given the kind of volatility which is in the raw materials. And what we feel that if these margins are to be seen, and the raw material falls another 20-25% from the current levels of inflation, then obviously these 11% where we are standing in Q4 will look like 13% in Q1 or Q2. So on an absolute basis, if you see this, that 465 odd crores from the previous sort of 220 crores and the 260 crores that we did, you know, I think 2018-19 is when I think that kind of a number was achieved. So I feel, you know, from that perspective, it should be seen, and how we can give a clearer picture on that context should be discussed.
Yes, sir. So that's what my request is. If you could start sharing either in terms of on a per kg basis or on a per wheel basis, that will be far more helpful to analyze your numbers.
Yes, I think what can be done is that, you know, on an absolute basis, it should be seen that, you know, over what we did an internal exercise is that, you know, the EBITDA and the volume, because volumes will keep on changing from segment to segment. Sometimes alloys are upper, sometimes sports are up, sometimes tractors are up, sometimes domestic PV is up, sometimes, you know, the CV exports are up. Based on that, a blended EBITDA per wheel or EBITDA per ton can be found out, and we can see a trend, which I feel that, you know, given that previous 5 quarters, we are at the highest juncture of EBITDA per wheel. And I feel that that is the barometer which we would like to see, given the kind of volatility and no stability in these raw material prices, to indicate a percentage margin in absolute terms.
Sure. Secondly, sir, you mentioned that this year there is an inventory gain of 65 crores. Assuming that we are at the peak of the inflation and the prices were to correct, fair to assume then, you know, if there is going to be a correction tomorrow, aluminium steel will also end up getting some 50-60 crores of inventory loss at the EBITDA level, either whenever they correct this year, next year.
Okay, so I'll tell you that, you know, within the inventory side, it is, you know, because steel is a lagged effect for an OEM supplier like us, not like the day or a spot buy. So what we get to see that, you know, we know that in April, this is the kind of increase which is going to be coming in, because we are paying the increase after either 3 months or after 6 months of the industry. So you can plan it out very well in advance in terms of the inventory management, which is unlike in any other industry. So the intention is that while you know, the steel is always scarce right now as we speak, it is really, really scarce, and you know, mills are acting very weird because they have their export locations and the pricing in their control. So as of now, it is very important to ensure that you have always 35 to 45 to 60 days of raw material available, because they can act finicky and cannot supply on your whims and fancies. But this inventory has been already on the path of downward side movement, and what we intend to come down to 15 days kind of inventory, which is looking like it is going to be possible. And I don't think so that the material impact on the inventory side will be anything more than 10-15 crores if the prices were to remove and move towards the lower side.
Sure. And sir, if you look at the cash flow statement, your finance charges have more or less remained the same for the entire year, whereas you mentioned that you have repaid quite a bit of debt. This, and I'm sure the last year the average rate of interest would also have come down, because in financial 22 the interest rates were going down. Can you just help us understand, despite a lower interest rate and repayment of debt, the overall finance charge that we have paid has remained around 84-85 crores?
Would you like to take it?
Yeah, because we have paid prepaid the debt in the end of the year. In that is in the month of the March, we have prepaid around 120 crore, and benefit of the same will be seen in the current financial year. So in the current financial year, I think with the increase in the pricing as well, the interest cost will remain in the range of, I think, 70 to 75 crores.
Also to add to Pranav, I think last year, because of the working capital side, we have managed close to 100% rise in the inventory, prices, which is the raw material prices within the same limits. So there is a factor of these raw material prices, which is also impacting the interest cost. So what we feel is that while we are trying to manage it within the limits, irrespective of the kind of inventory that we are trying to manage, I feel that this year we are going to be paying close to 95 to 100 crores of the scheduled debt out of our pocket. And the intention is that with the cash flows which are getting generated over the last four quarters and are fairly visible over next four quarters, the similar trend of repayments will be maintained, and the advantage of these repayments will be visible in the year of 2022-23 in terms of lower finance cost.
Sure. And so just lastly, would you give us any guidance on absolutes? For example, last year we did around 450 crores of EBITDA. This year, with the higher share of exports and alloy, should we look at like a 15-20% growth in the absolute EBITDA over FY22?
That is what the intent is. I think right now what is currently happening is there are so many variables, as you guys are talking to many other companies, where they have really no control over the inputs which are getting and hitting them. The intention is that we continue to maintain this EBITDA trend, which we are trying to do for quite some quarters right now, and take the advantage of, obviously, rightly said by you, that when marketing is ensuring that there is a 30% increase in the volumes of alloy wheels, which is obviously an EBITDA accretive business, then obviously absolute EBITDA should move higher. I think our business plan is under study right now, and it will take another absolute EBITDA kind of a projection to the trot the way that we did last year. So I think on a 465 crores, we are maintaining 115 to 120 kind of an EBITDA run rate. We'll try to improve it every quarter.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rohit Suresh with Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had two questions. One, if you could provide me the volumes for each of the segments for the entire year. Volumes for each segment, the number of wheels.
Yeah, it's 17.89 million wheels for the entire year in 21-22.
No, segment-wise.
Okay. Segment-wise is 2 to 3 wheeler at 16.06 lakh. Star MUV, 127.07 lakh. And OTR is 0.69 lakh. LCV STV, 21.04 lakh. And tractor, 13.99 lakh. And total at around 178.90 lakh.
So what was the number for alloy? I missed that.
In this, alloy contributes around 18.90 lakhs.
And sir, in absolute terms, could you give the contribution broadly? Possible?
Sorry?
Absolute sales, if you could give me the bifurcation for each segment.
Okay. For 2 to 3 wheeler, it's around 55 crore. Car and UV segment, it's around 1700 crore. OTR, it's around 34 crore. LCV, SCV, it's around 930 crore. Tractor is 382 crore. And in this, alloy segment contributed around 708 crore.
Great, sir. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankur Sanwaria with Sanwaria Foods. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible to you?
Yes, please.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to congratulate you on for a fantastic set of numbers.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
My question is, can you give some guidance regarding the order book that you have, because we have been getting regular updates regarding the orders that you get, but of late we haven't got any new order, it seems like. So can you give us some idea here or regarding the order book for the next year?
Manish, you would like to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it from here. In the next year order book, we are anticipating an overall increase of 2 million wheels. Talking about the two-wheeler segment, it will be 0.2 million. Talking about the four-wheeler, it will be 0.8. And talking about tractor and truck put together, another 0.15. And alloy, it will be close to 0.6 million. And if I talk about the export segment is expected to have a growth of 0.2 million overall, in which the major growth is towards the alloy segment that will be entering into.
Fantastic. One thing more, sir, what I see is that there has been a tiny decrease in the export in the last quarter. And was it because of the logistic bottlenecks, or was there a decrease in the demand in last quarter?
See, from a perspective of inventory adjustment which is happening, there's a lot of debottlenecking which is happening across the globe. People are experiencing extreme demand shocks in terms of various fitted to a vehicle. This is where it is a choking issue which we are anticipating to improve, going forward. As the customers are highlighting that the, issues were getting resolved, suddenly this China shock has again come in. And we feel that we were anticipating by May end this should have been over. But as the customers are indicating, the export, churning in terms of the peak churning that we had is going to start from June end. And they still are having close to 1.5 months of inventory imbalance, which is going to be once settled out, and then post June end, they are trying to indicate that the numbers are going to pick up.
Okay, so there has been an increase in your inventory. That is due to the fact that you already have orders, but you have not dispatched them because the customers already have the...
So the inventory mismatch was because of, say, the vehicle, the tire maker is not taking only tire. He's taking tire, wheel, and various other chassis components which are coming in. He has the wheels, but he does not have tires from China. He had tires, and he had some other components which is missing, and that's where the imbalance of the inventory has happened. And it has been almost 3.5 months of this inventory correction which they are trying to do with the help of China. And they are indicating that by June end, it should be normalized and it should be going as healthy as it can be. But the good news is that the end demand, which is at the customer end from America and US in Europe, is decent. It has not impacted by the extent of inflation and various other factors. And that's the good news. So once this inventory adjustment happens from various child parts which are getting clubbed together, then the cycle will try to improve from June onwards.
Thanks a lot for your answers, sir, and congratulations once again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Satyan Wadhwa with Profusion Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you just give us a brief on what per unit margin one should expect on average on alloy and non-alloy wheels. It'll just make sort of thinking about the business a little bit simpler than thinking of, you know, 11% or 15% margin.
Current juncture of pricing of raw materials, the typical alloy wheel margins were between 17% to 19%. The increase in the raw material prices and the prices have moved on from close to 28,000 rupees to closer to 4,100 rupees. So this is a 1,000 rupee jump and the margin remains the same. So I think that is now between 14% to 15% statistically. So that is where the alloy margins are being stated at.
Or, you know, if it's easier on a per ton basis or a per unit basis, because raw material goes up, margins come down. When raw material comes down, margins go up. It's just easier to think in terms of absolutes and say, okay, either margin per ton or margin per unit, it's just easier to think.
No, the way I stated that, this kind of inflation on the raw material side is never heard of. And we have also started investigating ourselves in terms of per wheel or for each factory, obviously, and per ton. Both we are trying to do for each factory. Typically, if Mehsana is to be seen, it is one unit, one alloy wheel. It is very easy to do. But when we go to other factories, then you have margins, which are a factory is producing four kind of verticals of these. Then it becomes a little tough for giving segment-wise. So maybe per ton and per unit will be you know, an easier benchmark to talk about. And we'll try to present it that way going forward. And in the meantime, we are trying to prepare that data for the full year in terms of per ton as well as per unit to sort of implicate that the Q4 margins are the best margins that the company had in the history of itself.
Okay, great. And one last question for me. In terms of FY23, how much absolute unit growth should one, you already guided to how much we expect in alloy wheels. So absolute unit growth and a commensurate sort of guidance for EBITDA for the year, if you can.
Yeah, we clarified, you know, in terms of the total numbers, right? Manish, can you please clarify the year-on-year growth numbers and all?
Yes, the year-on-year growth number is expected to be 2 million, which stands around 11.11% on a base of 17.88 million that we did last year. And talking about the overall turnover,
it will be around 4,200 to 4,300 crores.
Okay. And margins would be around the same 11 to 13% range, depending on where prices go. It would
be something around 11 to 11.4, 11.5. That's it, ma'am.
This is where the current raw material prices are. So this is how it is going to look like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your turnover guidance was 4,500 crores? I missed that.
It's 4,200 to 4,300 crores.
4,200 to 4,300. Okay, great. Thank you.
Mr. Azadi, your line has been unmuted. You can proceed with your question.
Oh, hi. So I'm so sorry. Good afternoon. I just had a couple of questions regarding what was mentioned in the previous con call. I just want to know the repayment that was mentioned in the previous con call was around 130 in FY23 and 140 in FY24. But now you mentioned, you know, 95 to 100 crores every year and that will be going forward. So I just want a clarification on that.
Yeah, because we have prepaid some of the debt in the month of in March 22. That's why the repayment going forward has reduced.
Right. So 95 to 100 will be in FY23 and FY24, right?
Yeah, FY23 it's 95 crore and in FY24 it's around 90 crore.
90 crores.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
At the current
right.
And we are trying to plan the way that we planned in FY21-22. The similar based on the capex requirement and the placement of the capex requirement.
Right. And regarding Mehsana plant, it was the expansion from 3 million to 3.5 million units is going to take place. I just want to know when would that happen exactly?
So currently, as we speak, we are at 3 million and we are the number one wheel supplier in the country by the volumes. We have beaten the erstwhile number one and we feel that going forward, it is going to be very dominant by SSWL in terms of the market share which is going to be taken up in the alloy side. The capacity addition from 3 million to 3.5 million or maybe a 4 million will take another 7 to 8 months based on the capacities which are getting added in terms of the machinery deliveries and the layouts. So it may take 7 to 8 months from the current 3 million to add that capacity. And the work on that has all done. It's all now about the lead.
And how much was CapEx? Sorry, your voice is breaking.
I think that CapEx will be anywhere between 60 to 80 crores. Yeah. And it'll add close to a million kind of a turnover, a million kind of volume, which is, close to 300 to 400 crores kind of a top line.
300 to 400. Okay, thank you. And my last question is regarding the capacity utilization of the other plants. So in Q4 FY24, what was the capacity utilization?
Yeah, I can share the same. For the Dappar plant, utilization it is at around 79%. Chennai car plant at around 83%. Chennai truck plant at around 71%. Jamshedpur plant is at around 61%. And Mehsana plant at 3 million capacity around 65%.
65, okay. And also just last question I want to squeeze in. This alloy plant market share that you've increased, is this, you've not gotten Maruti as a client yet, right?
Yes. So Maruti is out of it. Despite that, I think Munish shared that we are at close to 30-31% of the market. And we anticipate this number to be further creeping in within the current juncture of the customers. And Maruti is definitely on the cards the way that it is for past 1.5-2 years. We are going to be there being a dominant player and being a 50% share in the steel wheel side. I think we deserve to be there in Maruti and it's a matter of time. And you will hear from us in terms of entry in Maruti.
Okay, fine, great. Okay, those are my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Karthik VK with Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you clarify on the business development happening on the export side and what is driving the growth here?
Okay, on the export side, I think, last year we did closer to 825 crores, right, Pranav?
Yeah.
So it was close to 825 crores kind of a top line, which was driven by the US market, having a dominant share of that market, which got disrupted in the month of December end because of this inventory mismatch, which is happening at all across the customers. Except the CV segment, I think it has interrupted everyone in terms of the supply chain issues because of logistic issues, because of various factory shutdowns in China or various parts of the world. What we feel is that the green cherry which is going to be here in this year is going to be alloy. That we have started dispatches of alloy to the US as well as European clients. And the ramp up of this year is going to be at a rate of close to 30, 35,000 to 40,000 wheel per month. That is what we anticipate in Q3 or Q4. For the full year, we anticipate that the export side is going to be driven at the similar pace, but with the help of alloy wheels this year, which is going to be a new feature. This is where we are trying to focus and add that incumbent supply, which is going to be domestic plus exports, where we are not having any exports of alloy wheels in previous years. So the theme is going to be over next 1 or 2 years that we are going to be focusing a lot more on alloy steel because it's stabilized a little bit. We have shared ourselves in US as well as Europe and we have stabilized our market share there and we would like to maintain that. And the next leg of growth on the alloy side is going to be on the US and European alloy which we have started. We anticipate this financial year to be anywhere between 70 to 80 to maybe 90 crores worth of exports contribution coming from alloy side as a minimum side. And further, we are anticipating this growth to be engraving more and more once our deliveries go to all these customers the way that it has gone in steel side. Anticipate this growth all be targeting a 20-25% kind of a CAGR over the next 3 years into the alloy segment.
And versus competition, what exactly is the advantage you currently assess you have, sir?
So as we speak in steel, steel has a very different kind of a context versus alloy. Alloy,
okay.
We are at a disadvantage to China because China has a cheaper aluminium and we have to compete with them. So as we speak in export side, obviously it's a very, very, very large market which obviously as compared to steel is nothing. So alloy is a very mammoth market and it can gain traction. But at an export side, when you are talking about alloy, it is going to be competition with Chinese guys, competition with Thailand, competition with Malaysia, competition with various, these African countries where they are very large in size. And you may have a little lower margin than the steel side, maybe at a 14%, maybe at a 15%. But this definitely gives you an opportunity for having a second source, which is China plus one philosophy of a lot of buyers. A lot of people want to have that geographical, distraction that, you don't want to concentrate only on one continent, be it Africa, be it, China or Thailand. They are, disintegrating that kind of a supply chain because they have seen that impact coming in the third wave or fourth wave of China. They are really disrupted. So India has definitely an advantage to compete, on a relatively better scale. It will not be a 20% kind of a margin, but definitely a good teens margin to sustain and grow.
Would the market still be around 350 million in size, sir? That's what you had shared some time ago, or has it shrunk in the last...
In terms of OEM to aftermarket.
I'm very sorry, your voice broke, sir. Hello?
Am I audible?
Yeah, you are now back, sir.
Yeah, so I'm saying that it's a 300 million kind of a market for OEMs as well as for aftermarket. We as a company are at 3 million. So it's not even a percentage of the global scale. So can we increase this 3 million to 4 million, 5 million, 6 million over next 3-4 years by concentrating on alloy the way that we have done in steel is what the intention is. And this is not a market which is at 8%, 9% margin. It's a decent margin. And I think with the scale that single factory, we will continue to improve on that newer technologies and newer validation for the customer to creep in the success that we have done in terms of volumes and steel wheels. So alloy wheels, we would like to add that kind of a volume over next 3-4 years is what the intent is.
Your dispatches currently would be to OE or to the aftermarket segment, sir?
So these are very large retailers of the American side. The way that the customers who are with us on the steel side, the same customers take the aluminum side also. They have tested the US steel wheel. They have tested the European steel wheel. They have seen the durability. They have seen the performance. Now they are seeing the alloy side and we feel that the wheels are going to be in the market for next 3 months, 6 months, take a feedback. And once the feedback comes into their ears that, it's a good quality wheel, diamond cut wheels with powder coating and everything at a decent price and competition to China, why not? So the way that we have displaced some of the market share in the steel side, we anticipate the similar kind of trend in the alloy side.
Sure. One quick question on Maruti, sir. You said that sooner or later you will get into Maruti. When could the first, when would the market open up for you? And because the 5-year contract for the Minda Kosei ends, if I don't know the exact deadline for those.
Better person to answer that, Anish.
I think towards the last quarter of this year, we anticipate that we'll be having some entry over there, some sort of entry.
You mean financial or calendar, sir?
Yeah, the financial.
Oh, right, financial. Okay, great. Thank you so much for answering and best wishes, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pawandeep Singh with Electrum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible? Hello?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Just wanted some clarity on Maruti, because earlier there were our clients. I missed this point. So we are out of it, and your voice was breaking up. So what does that mean? Because Maruti was on board earlier with us.
So Maruti was never on board for alloy wheels. It was always for steel wheels.
Okay.
So Maruti, we are supplying close to 50% of their steel wheel demand as we are there for maybe 30-35 years with them. Maruti is on a GDC process with the existing incumbent suppliers, and the intention is to prove that LPDC process is equally good, and to benchmark it with the existing supplier is what the intent and is the deliverance by the marketing and the R&D team is. I think it is going on for past 2 years. And what we feel is that Maruti, having a demand of closer to maybe 180 to 190,000 a month, will have to look into another supplier sooner or later. And given the kind of contours that we have in the steel wheels, we are fairly confident that we will get that entry. It has been delayed because of the existing incumbent suppliers being supplying to them, and they are keeping us away. That is not a problem, but I think that their efforts on that side is not going to stop.
Okay. And sir, one more question before that. Another participant suggested that you should give a segmental breakup quarterly, volumes and everything. If you could just give that in your presentation, would be
I think we'll be happy to give that in the con call instead of the presentation. Will that be fine?
Sure. And one question from my side, you were saying 30% is going to be your volume growth for FY23, if I heard that correctly.
In alloy wheels.
Overall, it's 11%. Pardon me, sir, your voice is breaking up. Overall?
Overall, it's around 11%, but for alloy wheel, it's 30%.
Okay, so we'll grow at 11-12% volume for FY23.
Yeah.
And sir, another thing is you guided for 4,200 crore kind of a number.
Yes.
So are we assuming that our realizations would be at the same levels? Because if there is some cool off in inventory, then obviously our ticket size also goes down, right? What is your expectation on that side?
I think in this financial year, there will be two things which is going to happen. One is obviously some relaxation on the alloy wheel, the raw material prices will happen, maybe in Q1, maybe in Q2, that we don't know. But the intention is that we have pegged ourselves for a top line, which is 4,200 to 4,300, which is where we are trying to touch every base, every customer, every region in the world where we can push out these volumes and see the opportunity that despite raw material fluctuations, because that is not in our control, we commit ourselves towards that 4,200 crore kind of a top line. I think that's a better way to look at it, because we never knew that, these prices are going to gain like this, and they may further gain. You don't know that. And we may end up at maybe 5,000 crores worth of top line. But given that we are talking about that 4,200 to 4,300 crores at the current raw material prices, even if the prices fall down, the commitment is that we are trying to eye that 4,200 to 4,300 crores.
Okay, so we'll...
So within the, and also to clarify, within the juncture that we are trying to talk, I don't see these commodity prices cooling off dramatically. Yes, there may be a 5-10% cool off because they have risen up 100%, but anything beyond maybe 10%, 15% is not called for within this financial year.
Okay. And sir, one last question. Our capacity, last I heard your interview, we debottlenecked and we have around 22 million overall, aluminium and non-aluminium, right?
23 million.
23 million. So, yeah. And our capex plan, obviously, for this AW acquisition will take care of all the capex AMW acquisition. What is the status here, sir? If you could talk.
So I'll try to answer that question in two ways. I think within the capex, because AMW is not in our hand, it is obviously in the legal hands right now within this subject is courts. So within the capacity of this 23 million, SSWL has the capex.
We will exhaust our capacity in FY23 with the guidance.
So, So I'll try to give that answer in one way, is that with this 23 million, we will be able to do a peak turnover of anywhere between 5,500 crores to 5,000 crores on a current raw material basis. 5,500 crores to 6,000 crores, okay? Then additionally, this one, you know, AMW asset will come in and will add close to 500 crores to 600 crores by kind of a turnover in case this gets added. And we anticipate that we will add this alloy capacity, which will add another 300 crores to 400 crores on the current raw material basis. So this 600 plus 600 plus 400, we are at close to 6,500 crores in terms of the asset base, which we can create in terms of revenues with the capacities which are looking like in our site.
Okay.
And steel side, we are not expanding in the existing plants because we have enough on our platter to fungible lines to move around here and there. And the entire focus on the capacity expansion will remain on the alloy side or in peripheral side of alloys in terms of other products within the same capacity.
Got it. Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you. I have some more questions. I'll come back to this. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Chirag with Ratnatraya. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, Amit. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Just a couple of clarification questions. Firstly, on the quarter, the volume for the quarter, could you repeat that number? I'm sorry, the line was a little muffled today.
The volume for the quarter is 4.50 million wheel rings.
4.50, correct. And the export number for the quarter is 126 crores. Is that correct?
Export value is 130 crores for the quarter.
130 crores for the quarter. Got it.
Yeah.
And here in this quarter, correct me if I'm wrong, what we are saying is essentially that there was a little bit of a mismatch in terms of inventory at our customer level, and that's why the export number is a little lower than what we would have expected. Is that the right way to think about it?
Yes.
Okay. And just on the yearly numbers also, just a quick clarification. 708 for alloy. Could you give me that same number for domestic steel? What is the total value for domestic steel, domestic steel wheels?
Just hold on. Domestic steel wheel sale is around 1,560 odd crore, 1,561 odd crore, excluding scrap sales. This is purely steel wheel sale, 1,561 crore.
Got it. And the volume for domestic steel wheel?
This one is the domestic sale. Then alloy sale is at around 708 crores. Then export is at around 828 crores.
Got it. And the volume for domestic steel, what was that number again?
Steel volume is 105.39 lakhs. It's 10.53 million, 54 million.
Got it. 10.53 million. Understood. And our expectation is from the 17.9, 18 million odd sort of wheels that we have, we will do a volume growth of around 11% next year.
Yes. Overall volume growth of 11% next year.
Got it. And for the AMW plant, does that build in any capacity for, assume any capacity coming in from the AMW plant or nothing at all? For this 11%, are we thinking of any of the AMW capacity being?
No, we are not thinking any capacity right now.
Got it. So for FY 2023, we're considering AMW to be zero.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the clarification.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. And now I would like to turn the call back to the management for closing remarks.
I think I thank Amit for arranging this call and all the participants for, you know, raising the questions and having a healthy discussion. I think over the past few years, we have made our mistakes. We have learned from them.
and the intention is that while we learn from them, we try to improve the leverage within the balance sheet. And I think last year we did, after a long, long time, and the intention is that within this financial year also, with the cash accruals which are coming in, we will try to target this as a theme. And with the commitment of maintaining the mix favoring towards higher profitable margin wheels, which is alloy segment or the export side or the tractor side, is what the intent is. And given that we have achieved closer to a 25% kind of an ROC within this financial year, the again intent and the target for the entire management team is to maintain this theme and try to exemplify that this is not a one-off fluke and it can be repeated. So complete asset utilization of the entire SSWL assets will be on focus with deleveraging on the focus. And we will try to update this every quarter in terms of the promises made, and we'll try to see where we lack that and try to improve on that. On the behalf of SSWL, I thank all the participants for being a part of this journey and trying to teach us. And we have taken a lot of feedback over past, four quarters. There are a lot of feedbacks which are pending at our end for our own, work to be done on those things. And we hope that we are going to be falling, right on those things, and we'll deliver to your promises. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. On behalf of Smiths Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.